Blog Talk Radio.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney top.
Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say. This is Fibber's World from Kansas City, Kansas. Close to the river with the Twin City, Kansas City, Missouri. It's a beautiful day in Kansas City. The sky is very pretty blue. I'm looking at my daily grad here so I can speak to you for a second. I hope your day is going as good as mine. Let's get into... I like to always start my show with Janelle Monae. This is Erica Badu and Janelle Monae. Babadou and Miss Janelle Monáe. I can tell you that. Janelle Monáe is a politically active young woman. She is a civil rights activist, as I am myself, and she cares very much for her hometown city of Kansas City, Kansas. I saw her on October the 21st, and we had a little conversation, and she also spoke, and she's very politically motivated, and she does care very much about Kansas City. So I'm going to read to you today for 1 minute. This is David Brad for November the 9th, 2015. Charity Island. Charity Island is the largest island in Saginaw Bay in the Michigan waters of Lake Huron. For many years, the island has provided a lighthouse for navigational aid and a safe harbor for those sailing these waters. The island received its name because sailors believed it was there through the charity of God. Sometimes in life, we have to navigate through seas of troubling circumstances. Like those sailors, we need guidance and a place of safety. We might wish for our own charity island. The psalmist understood that God is the one who can bring tranquility to troubled waters and guide us to a safe harbor. He wrote, "He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven." Psalms 107, 29, and 30. While no one asks for the storms of life, they can multiply our appreciation for the guidance and refuge God provides. He offers the light of his Holy Spirit and his words to guide us. It is the safe harbor of his love that we long for. He alone can be our ultimate charity island. Father, help me seek your light to guide me through the storm of life. The living God will always be our shelter. Amen. This is Miss Aretha Franklin.
Oh, Jesus, oh,
one of my favorites. Oh, gospel songs are good. Way back. My first healing mentor, Sister Claire Ward, taught me this song when she would pick it on her guitar and we would sing it in the living room everywhere we went. Or at the nursing homes everywhere we went. What you want? Yeah. also, my friends in Kansas City, Kansas, my friends are the Little Sisters of the Lamb and the Little Brothers of the Lamb. The Little Sisters had their little new monastery built, and they're living in it and using it to giving it all to Jesus and the Holy Spirit each and every day. And they're now focusing on they're asking for prayers for the Little Brothers of the Lamb, started the fundraising process for construction of their own little monastery, which is located at 801 Vermont Avenue. If you have any questions, you can contact the Little Brothers of the Lamb, 801 Vermont Avenue, Kansas City, Kansas, 66101, and their phone number is 913-998-6644. Please keep them in your prayers, and they keep us in their prayers also. They do a great justice to the community. I can tell you a story about the Little Sisters of the Lamb. When they were still living in the original house that has been there for a really, really long time, but it's gone now. There was a shooting in their section of town one day, and a young 15-year-old male was laying on the sidewalk bleeding profusely with a bullet hole in his body. The Little Sisters, which most of them are nurses, went outside with no hesitation, brought the young man into their house and treated him for his gun wound and took him to safety inside of their safe haven, the holy place in which they live, and treated him and kept him safe until the first responders could come and take over for them. They serve the community greatly. They're loved by many, and I'm so proud of them. And it's so awesome that I picked Kansas City, Kansas. The Little Sisters and the Little Brothers are from all over the world. And you can visit their chapel. Their chapel is at the Little Sisters Monastery is at 36 South Bokee Street, Kansas City, Kansas, 66101. You can contact them or you can go there. Well, the Little Sister's phone number is 913-621-1727, and they serve the community, they serve the world, and they are there to spread the gospel and the word of Jesus Christ. Let's see what else I can find. Miss Josh Stone.
I kind of thought that I'd be better all by myself. I've never been so wrong before. You made it impossible for me to ever love somebody else. And now I don't know what I left you for. See, I thought that I could replace you. You can't love me the way you do. Till now, I never knew, baby. I'm fooled by your love, boy. No matter how I try to change my mind, just a waste of time. I'm caught by your touch, boy. The love you give is just too hard to fight. Don't wanna live without you in my life. I'm gone. I've never seen the word love so told you, yeah.
And that was Miss Joss Stone. I want to also give a shout out to my friend and co-DJ, Franklin Lewis, who has Donnie D's Words of Wisdom on Saturday night, which his phone number, call-in number is 646-595-3338. And on Sunday night, he has Donnie D's Soul Sundays. I'm usually there listening, every Sunday night listening. He has a special guest. This Saturday is OJ Nate Beth. Nathaniel Beth will be his guest star at PM Kansas City time, 6 o'clock West Coast time. Call in, and then after that, we usually have a really good time, relaxing and chilling on a Sunday night before the work week starts again. Once again, his call-in number is 646-595-3338. And Brenda's World, which I'm doing right now, this is Brenda. And my call-in number is 646-787-1575. And you can call in and listen to this podcast at any time. Let's hear this song. Oh, my Lord have mercy.
who's fooling who? Your mama had three boys and one girl, that must be you. And I still hear you saying, honey, that you never, never, never been with him. Yeah. Well, now listen to me one last time. If that wasn't you,
there we go. Must have been your evil twin. Goodness, goodness, goodness. And life goes on, even during live radio. Okay. Here we go once again. I'm over here. Let's see what I can find for y'all now. Let's play some Greg Allman. Nothing coming out. Wait a couple of seconds and see if it's going to upload. Doesn't look like that. So, hang in there, hang in there. Let me see what this song is. Some of the songs that I put on my studio have no sound. Quite a few of them, so I'll have to redo that. Be patient with me. I'm new to this. Drop a corn.
Your disgrace as she slammed the door in his drunken face. And now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. What is to do? He cries, oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love you and me had? Against the door he leans, starts to sing. Tears fall and burn the garden green. Devil made a sand fall in the sea. Even to little Indian brave who before his tent played walking in the woods with his Indian friend. And he built a dream when he grew up. He'd be a mighty warrior going into your. He would sing his first war song and fight his first battle. Something went wrong with a private that killed him in his sleep that night. Damn. And so careful medicine melts into the sea eventually.
Here you go. to quit.
Tyson, he's 2 years old today. He's very special to me. He's a sweetie. Kids want to rock. Brian Adams. There's nothing coming out. Stuff happens, and then you got to reorganize. Life in the real world, everything is not perfect.
Been lied to.
That was Mr. Greg Amen from that good old Southern rock and roll. I keep looking outside and seeing that beautiful blue sky, and it's calling me to come outside. Let's see if I can try some other method of music over here. So, Stevie Winwood. I'm not Johnny. This is Stevie Winwood. Goodness. That's how it happened. I'm not done. Let's try this again. Mr. Stevie Winwood. That's off his Nine Lives album. do a double prayer. Let's see. We're all looking by Mr. Stevie Wonder from his 9-5 album. Got it.
I'm dreaming about the chilly morning. I see you waving sorrow behind me. I see more and more than I can see. And so I let you know that I'm far from you. I'm far from you. Thank you.
Now I'm going to look for some of my other favorites. This is for my fam. Mr. Judge Norman. Judge Norman Jr. Yes, I'm peace, my
fam. Shining bright winter. It's the middle of November, and it's a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. There's a bee in my room, in my studio, just walking around, minding its own business on the window. Let me see where I can find what I might want in this shower. Hello, Santana. So, you have a good day. It's a beautiful day in the universe. It's a beautiful day to be alive. I'm having a show on Wednesday at 10 a.m. with Patrick Cooper from Ohio. Patrick Cooper from Ohio and Calvin Logan from South Carolina, from the Power Hour, and we have 90 seconds, so with that, I need to get ready to go to a little boy's birthday party, and I'm going to leave you with Carlos Santana. Yeah.